A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test him and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that road, but when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he lifted him on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, 'Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back.' Which of these 3, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim?" He answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The Gospel of the Lord. Today's readings are about the law. In civil society, people view law differently depending on their experience. In a state run by a dictator, laws are often made to do his bidding or to protect his claim to power. In democratic nations, at least ideally, laws are intended to preserve the rights and freedoms of all its citizens and to serve the common good. It is generally understood that some law is necessary in order to ensure order. The ancient Israelite had a different understanding of law. God had given the law through Moses on behalf of the whole people. Its purpose was to seal a covenant between God and the people. In that covenant, God had chosen Israel and promised to be with them for all time. In turn, they promised to have and to love and serve only the one God. The law was given then to show the people how to live out their commitment of faithful love. Though it was written down in the Torah, the author of Deuteronomy assures the people that the essence of the law is inscribed in the human heart. It is part of our very being. God, who has loved us so deeply, has planted within us the gift, the grace, the ability to love God in return. It is natural for us, part of our DNA, we might say today. In the Gospel, Jesus affirms the scribes' summary of the law. Love God with all you are, and love your neighbor as yourself. When we do this, we are being faithful to all God asks of us. Of course, being faithful to these 2 precepts is a lifetime effort. We can never say that we have fully arrived at love of God, because God is always more than our efforts. Nor do we always act out of love for our neighbor. Besides, God is always expanding our understanding of who our neighbor is. God stretches our hearts to love not only family and friends, not only those of our own country, our own race, our own socioeconomic class. God is always showing us the other, who is also neighbor to us, and therefore deserving of our love. The stranger, the undocumented immigrant, the person who is homeless or disabled, the one who holds a different political or religious belief. Even as we struggle to love all of these as neighbor, God sets before us the greatest challenge of all, our enemy. The enemy may be an athletic rival or a business competitor or a convicted criminal or a terrorist. Closer to home, he or she may be the person who gets under our skin, the one who gossips about us, the one who is insensitive to our need or our pain. Our love for God is, by Jesus' own standard, measured by our love for any and all of these. Just when we're tempted to say, "This is impossible," Jesus nudges us even further. He turns the question, "Who is my neighbor?" on its head. He presents to his hearers a member of the most despised group of people of their time, a Samaritan. As if that were not enough, he puts forth the Samaritan not simply as one deserving of love. He shows us one who practices the very law of love that Deuteronomy commands. In contrast to priest and Levite, the most likely models of faithfulness to the law, the Samaritan is the one who actually does what we are all expected to do. Truly, the law of love opens us up beyond our imagining. God calls us to love beyond our own capacity to love. God's grace empowers us to love everyone held in God's heart. In a word, it makes us God-like.